Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the
What's up? What is up? Everybody, welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz hanging out with you. And, well, we continue to grind away in the marketplace, and of course, too much politics being talked about, too much crap, but at the end of the day, here we are, no different than we were. We've got, gee, a shocking report, another state misses their manufacturing numbers. Shocking, I tell you, it's shocking, but of course, when there is no growth, you cannot figure that you're going to get it. But I want to talk a little bit about Mylan Pharmaceutical, the inventor, I think, or at least the patent holder of the EpiPen, which is a thing that we use. Well, I don't use it, but if you have allergic, peanut allergies or other allergies that can put you into epileptic shock, you get a shot from the pen, and of course it makes you better right away, and it's instant, and it's absolutely needed by those who need it, because if you've ever had an allergic reaction to something, you can realize the fear. I had one in my life and my throat closed up and it was scary, but at the end of the day, it is obviously a very valuable tool. And as Mylan's competitors pulled out, they raised their prices. And it's what it is. It's a method to dispense the epinephrine, I think it's called. And they magically got their price up to, I think it was $700 for two pens, which, you know, if you've got a especially if anybody, but especially if you have a child, you need to have them kind of everywhere in case that emergency shows up. And of course they need to have them in schools, because again, you know, it's, you just never know. And of course you have, the biggest one I know of is the peanut allergy. Cause when I coached, I had a couple of kids that had peanut allergies. So we had to be careful where we went to eat. You couldn't bring peanut butter, you know, there's a whole bunch of stuff, and, you know, obviously very scary. And, on the business side of this, Mylan raised their price to $700, and it's, I think the drug costs less than a dollar, or the whole thing cost, I don't know, $2 or whatever it is, and everybody's in an uproar that how could they have the nerve to charge those prices. Well, you know, I guess you have to look at it from a couple of different standpoints. I mean, you know, the insurance industry has been destroyed because of government regulations. And, you know, I don't know if you guys understand how all this works, but, you know, you go to the doctor, you know, you've got insurance, you go to the doctor, and the doctor takes, you know, your insurance, and they bill the insurance company. And what happens is the insurance company comes back and says, okay, that MRI you charged $1,500 for, we'll give you $500. Okay. And the doctor and the insurance company get into a battle of how they're going to pay for it. And they usually settle, which is one of the reasons, you know, we're having a lot of these issues with doctors. And, of course, we've got Obamacare, which is not good for anybody as far as I'm concerned. I mean, but I think the story is much older than this. And I'll get to the EpiPen, don't worry. The story is much older than this. It's somebody started out trying to screw somebody. You know, which came first, the chicken or the egg? But either the doctors tried to overcharge first, or the insurance companies tried to beat up on price first. I don't know which came first, but of course that's a battle that nobody can win, because your prices go up, the doctors, the insurance company fights them, they beat them, the But in the meantime, all this action obviously forces our premiums higher, which is why one of the reasons that we have such a high cost of healthcare. But, you know, if we had a standardized type of system, and I'm not talking about standardized healthcare, I'm talking about billing, this is what it's worth, and the doctor can then make a decision on what he wants to carry, I think that would be a wiser thing because, you know, basically, if you're the only one on the block who's got something, then you can charge more. I mean, I don't know if everybody remembers, but when MRIs were first introduced, sometimes you had to go like at 2 o'clock in the morning. They were open like 24 hours and they were charging a fortune for an MRI. Now, you know, if you pay cash, you can get an MRI for probably $500. Like everything else, I mean, technology. So here's Mylan. And they decide to gouge on their price. But, you know, I can't fault them for what they did. I can't get this up in such an outrage or an uproar. When you look at it, it is a free market. And obviously, if you can get it, you can charge it. You know, I mean, you know, people charge ridiculous things on everything. Now, my opinion of this whole situation should be that, you know, Marlon want to charge whatever they want, they can charge it. But I think part of their MO and part of their customer service should be that they should donate these to every school, okay, as many as they need on an annual basis so that the kids don't have to pay for it and people who can't afford it can't pay for it. And, of course, I think the problem here is that when you start taking away the free market system, I mean, obviously, it sounds like it's a huge profit, but if two competitors have pulled out, Sanofi and one other drug company pulled out of this, then it must not be as profitable as we think it is. On the outside numbers, it's very profitable. But on the inside, it must not be as profitable as we think because why would, if it was such a good business, why would somebody pull out? So, and again, I don't know. I'm just speculating along with everybody else. But I don't see the reason or the cause for the major uproar. I mean, the stock did rally, you know, from, 41 in June to over 50. The shareholders liked the higher prices. They may not even admit to it. But they were, you know, happy with the what was going on. And I just think there needs to be, you know, the free market system, I think, has to work. And I think when you start controlling the free market and telling people how much money they can make, you know, listen, there's other ways to dispense the drug and there was competitors. So if the competitors were still in the market, you know, then they should do it. And I would think that, you know, we could put, you know, we waste so much money from the government. Why doesn't the government build an EpiPen? It can't be, you know, the delivery method can't be that complicated. I don't know. But my bigger concern is the free market system. Okay. Now, I don't like gouging, and I obviously think it's a tragedy. And again, that's why I think that they should donate to the school systems. And they did come back with a discount program for those who need. And again, I'm all for that as well. I mean, I think they can make overall adjustments to what they charge, but you know, they should be able to, you know, run their market the way that they want to run their market. I think that is, you know, the important part of being in business is not being dictated what you have to sell a product for. But again, we have to wonder, even though their profit margin is so high, is it really that profitable? Because why would competitors pull out of that business? You know, the Penn-Ucisol, I think it was for $57 for one, so it was $114 versus now $700. But we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And we're going to stop out of our break, but make sure when you miss an episode, you go to libertytalk.fm and you download The Bubba Show as well as The Sporting Edge, which is tomorrow, by the way. And we will see you back here right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Be right back. It's the time. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and on this glorious Friday. So back to Milan for a minute. So what do you think? I'm curious. Again, I don't like the gouging, but I also have to make a decision of the free market system. I mean, you know, is it reasonable to expect somebody to sell something for cheaper when they can get more? I mean, when you go buy a car, do they say, oh, wait, you paid too much, let me give you back some of the money? Or when the gas stations are gouging us, and you know, I have to think that industry for years was gouging us because they're reporting record profits, yet look at all the giveaways you get now, okay? And I don't know how many of you are old enough to remember, you know, the gas station used to give away, they used to charge 27 cents for a gallon of gas, and they gave you everything. You got dishes, glasses, whatever. They gave away everything, and it was a full service. So, again, I'm not supporting Milan, but I understand what they're doing, and I think that, you know, in any business, the price discovery model comes into play, and you should not be muscled by somebody else because you built a better mousetrap. I just, you know, that to me is something to think about. And, you know, again, I'm all for whatever they can get, but I would like them to donate to the schools and to children. And again, you know, I'm all for helping out the needy, and I think they can make that decision on a case by case basis and give them away. I mean, I'm all for all of that, but I'm concerned about the free market system that we seem to be losing, and that becomes a bigger problem because we've talked about this pretty much all week. What we're giving up, you know, in general, is the story. Okay, it's not this one item, it's not this one program, it is what we're giving up overall, and what we're really giving up is the freedom to run a business. You know, nobody tells Walmart what to charge or Amazon, okay? And, you know, you can bet, you know, how about, you know, jewelry, you know, the diamonds. Nobody knows what the true value is. That's why they call it price discovery. You discover price. I mean, you know, Viagra, name any of the drugs out there that are extremely expensive, okay? I remember when I first took Prilosec, okay, back, way, way back when it first came out, it's got to be, I don't know, 15 years ago, 16 years, 17 years ago. And I forgot my insurance card, and I went into the store, into Osco, believe it or not. And, you know, we were doing some grocery shopping, and I said, you know, just call me when it's ready. And I'm, you know, was shopping because it was Jewel Osco. And the guy gave me the bill. He said, $350. I go, what, are you nuts? I said, I'll go without. I'm not buying it. Okay. And that was the point, right? So think about the numbers, okay, and the market. And, you know, again, I understand where we are. And again, I know this is a little bit different because it's more of a crisis matter, especially for kids. But the model itself is being compromised. And to me, that's a bigger problem just in general in the entire community, in the business world. I mean, all we're getting is more morally controlled by people that shouldn't be controlling us. But anyways, so I'm against the gouging, to be clear. I'm against the gouging, but I do believe in the free market. And if it was a great business and a great model, then I think we would have more people in the business. So I don't know that the profit margins are as big as we think. The stock itself is trading at over 30-1 PE ratio. So that's very high, which means they don't make as much as everybody's counting on. And again, I hope it resolves itself. But I hope it resolves itself through the proper channels and not through the actions of, you know, being pounded down by government or by anybody else. Because, again, at the end of the day, the market system has to work because that is what it means to be an American. And in this country, you have opportunities to do things. And if you can do something better than others and you can get what you want to charge for it, then you can get it. It's just no different than them charging $20 for a movie. I mean, you know, or $8 for a popcorn at the movie. Okay. Or paying an actor $3 million to do one film. Okay. So again, I'm not saying, I'm just saying. Okay. But again, the free market system has to work. Otherwise, you end up in turmoil. So anyways, now we're coming into obviously a very, very slow period in the markets. And remember, 10 days from now, no more wearing white. You gotta take the white off now. What did anybody think about Hope Solo and the Olympics? I thought that was, God almighty. You know, it's amazing. You talk about a business model. I mean, can't these people stay out of trouble for their career? I mean, you know, the athletic career is so short that can't they just stay out of it for a little bit? I mean, you know, it's amazing how much they sacrifice for something so ridiculous. So we've got, you know, a battle going on in the markets. We continue in this very narrow range, which sure is sure to break out one way or the other. But I think what you need to understand and take away from what's going on here in the market is that we're going to get a huge move. And it'll be one way or the other, again. But if you look at it at the stretch, we call it the rubber band, and you've got one thing going way one way and one thing going way the other way, and they're going in opposite directions. You're getting away from what they call the mean. Eventually, they will revert back to the mean. And that would mean that the market would sell off. And that is actually what I believe. But I'm not advocating doing anything now. I think that there's a lot of things you have to think about before that will happen. But I would certainly be concerned as more bullish sentiment shows up out there. But in the meantime, and again, we do not trade fundamentally, but from a fundamental standpoint, things don't look very good. But these are all things that are tying in that eventually will bring a mess. And, you know, I'm not predicting. I'm just saying that it's always important for you to be protected, hedged, and ready to go. I think that, you know, overall, you're putting yourself in a bad position. And it's not that your position is bad, but the problem is when you have to make a decision later or at some point of whether to get out or not, if you're not somewhat protected, then you'll probably force yourself out. We've now seen Japan and their CPI has now fallen for the fifth month. Okay. You know, we've got, again, lousy GDP. We've got, you know, a bunch of excuse makers talking about what's going to happen and what it all means. And of course, as we all know, the kicking of the can down the road has to at some point stop being kicked. And we're pushing our commodities into oblivion as they continue to beat down the grain markets, the livestock markets, and just about every commodity around the globe is getting punished. And of course, it has a lot to do with the currencies. But this is where we talk about currency and what the destruction of currency is. And that's what I think that we're seeing is some big destruction in the currency. I think you're seeing the dismemberment of the American dollar, because you cannot keep making it worth less, because you're only taking money directly out of the pockets of your people. And that's why the model has to be fixed and taken care of, because we are creating a brutal precedent for the future. And that needs to be resolved as well. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure when you miss an episode, you know where to go. It's libertytalk.fm. And again, you know, we've got a full 24-hour station there for you to check out. In the meantime, check out BubbaTrading.com. A lot of great programs. We're starting an options program on Tuesday and a futures program on Wednesday. In the meantime, I'm going to stop out here for a break, and I will be right back after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Trust. For nearly four decades, that is the reputation Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has forged with their customers. Now, with their full e-commerce website, rrbi.co, it's easier than ever to buy or sell precious metals via Bitcoin or major credit card. Visit them online at rrbi.co or call 800-874-9760 to speak with an experienced professional today. Roberts & Roberts, when you're serious about precious metals.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. And, you know, I don't know. I look around and, you know, I see things going on. And, you know, it's funny. It's not funny. It's sad. Okay. That we've got so easily. What's the word I'm looking for? Oh, man. We've got spoiled. Not us, but people that are getting entitlements have gotten spoiled. And the entitlement program is so big that a lot of people would rather not work than they'd rather not work and collect the entitlement. And, you know, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Where'd the pride go in the United States of America with some of the workers? And it's funny, you know, I built a new office. I had some extra room and I had a structure already in place. And my contractor is having trouble getting people to work. They'd rather stay home than work. And I find that interesting because here we are, okay, knowing that unemployment is so bad, and yet people don't want to work. And they don't want to work because the spread between what they could work for and what they could get for nothing for staying home is so little. Why would you go to work? Okay. You know, if you're getting, I heard the story of a woman in Hawaii. I don't remember the exact number, but I think she's getting like $40,000 or $50,000 a year in benefits, and she can get a job for $40,000. Well, why would she go to work? Why would she just stay home and take the benefits? Now, you know, obviously, there's a problem with that formula. Okay, obviously, there's a problem when we have so many entitlements taking over the country, because you and me are paying for it. Okay. And that, to me, is the sadder case, is that, again, I'm all for helping. I'm a big advocate of helping people. But what I'm not a big advocate is helping people that don't need my help. And certainly I'm not in the mood to help people stay home and drink beer or you know, have some crack or whatever on my dime. And I think that's where the system needs to be cleaned up. I think that we've made it far too easy to collect benefits. And I think that a lot of people are collecting benefits that they probably don't deserve. Okay. Probably aren't entitled to. And I mean, you know, I don't know if you've ever watched, you know, some of the people that are on benefits, but you know, I've watched a couple, you know, driving up in new cars all the time, but yet they're collecting entitlements. I mean, does that make sense? I mean, to me, I don't understand where the bottom line ends. I mean, you know, I go out and watch guys work and they're killing themselves, you know, trying to scrape by. And then I watch and see guys just sitting around, hanging around on a street corner, you know, drinking a few brews and, you know, getting that, making sure that check shows up. And to me, I think that becomes another issue. And that's the problem when you continue to build these entitlement programs. You know, I think that, you know, remember when you were kids, they taught you to save some money for a rainy day. Well, I know the government, they believe they save money for a rainy day because I guess they feel that they can print whenever they need. But is that really where we want to be? Is that the new style that we just, as long as we can print it? And that's where, you know, somebody's got to step up here and, you know, and change the way things are going. You know, because, again, you know, we could have, you know, great jobs in this country. We should be back to work. We could do a lot of things here. And I think that the overall problem is that we've made everything so easy for everybody that we forgot what it takes to make things happen, okay, and make things better. And that, to me, is a bigger problem. And I think this is where we need to get back to real life, okay? I mean, you know, we talked about this earlier. Healthcare costs are just ridiculous. I mean, you know, are we going to ever get to a reasonable rate of healthcare? Well, one of the problems is you can't get there until we get interest rates at a reasonable level where the premiums that you pay, the insurance companies who make good money when you pay your premiums, until they can make some money on the premium that you're paying. Okay. So that becomes, you know, one of the issues. I think when you look at, you know, what's going on, you know, throughout many parts of this country, you know, certain places are booming and certain places are busting. And I think that we've given the wrong idea to everybody that we're in a boom economy when, where is the boom? Okay. A booming economy is when everybody is benefiting. And there's, you know, so many parts of this country that are not, that I think that becomes, you know, another issue that needs to be addressed. Okay. I think that, you know, your investing life should be your investing. And I think that's one thing I think a lot of us let slide by is we don't take the time to put that money away every month. And it doesn't have to be a lot. Okay. But I know if you're working, if as tough as it is, you can always find 10, 20, 30 bucks that you could have spent elsewhere, because we have to plan for the future, because we don't know what the future is going to bring. So we need to be planning and having our money work for us while we're sleeping. And you got to start somewhere. And again, you can do fine if you just take a little bit. Okay. But, you know, a lot of us are depending on the pension that we're going to get that we paid for. You know, a lot of these pension funds are in a lot of trouble. A lot of pensions are going to start to run out of money. I think this is another crisis that is near, because, you know, these pensions are mostly underfunded. The dollars that they're paying out are significantly higher than the dollars that they're taking in. And again, the problem there is, you know, where do they invest the money and where they get the return? And the returns are just not really there. And I think this is something that is coming down the road, because, you know, as you continue to get an older society that'll be looking for that money and you're not replacing the workers, how is the pensions going to continue to be funded as bad as they are? I think it's something that, you know, needs to see. These are the things that need to be addressed. Okay. Not the garbage that we continue to hear about, But the important thing is, like, how are we going to live? How are we going to support the country? Okay. That becomes the bigger story, is where is, you know, where are we going to be when we need to take care of business? Now, I know we've all been following that sad story in Louisiana. Now, I've talked about this before on air, but years ago, before Katrina, the Army Corps of Engineers had a plan to fix the levees there, and somebody chose not to do it. And, of course, we had Katrina. Well, now, I'm only hearing this, and I don't have any facts backing this up, but I heard that there was a there was something that they could have done and that they wanted to do in Louisiana, and they were stopped or whatever by the Army Corps of Engineers or something. And again, I'm giving you bits and pieces, but I felt it interesting. And of course, once again, instead of having, you know, let's just say $1 million of damage, we got $10 million worth of damage. You know, I know it's in the billions, but I'm just saying that these are all things that we've gotten away from, of the real way to run a company, a business, a government. And we've gotten too much into the special perks and payments for government employees and for things that are not important, because we're now too much involved in the special interests, and we're too worried about, you know, somebody ripping the government off and sending them a bill for whatever. You know, it's like when you go to the hospital for the $37 aspirin that costs 3 pennies. And of course, when it's on your bill, it comes out at ridiculous amounts. And this is all kind of the theme today, was, you know, the market system, the ecosystem, everything that we do could be done better and not done the lazy way, which is being done now. The lazy way is to continue to bring and print more money. That's the lazy way, in my opinion. Okay. I think that the way to do it is to, you know, to rebuild, put people back to work, because when you have people working, you have a society that has pride and that stays out of trouble. So you don't see all the same troubles that we have now. Again, don't get me wrong, they're not stopping all the killings and all the other stuff, but a lot of that stuff festers through exactly that. And that's where the decision to be making people more accountable and responsible and putting them back to work, because people love to spend money if they're working. They love to support, Americans love to support the economy if they have the money. Okay? The problem is we're running out of money. Okay? And it's harder, it's harder and harder to give it up. You know, you just ask the Depression babies, you know, they have trouble spending because they remember what it was like not to have it. And that's what we're building. This is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure when you miss an episode, you get to libertytalk.fm and get the Bubba Show, as well as the Sporting Edge. We're going to stop out of a break and come back right after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It's Bubba, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and here we are, Friday, ready for the weekend. And, you know, I think one of the things we need to look at here and talk about is, you know, the overall investing space, and what are your goals and what are you trying to accomplish when you're investing, and why it's important that you budget in even a little bit into your investing world. And you learn how to protect some of your assets the same way you buy insurance. You know, you buy, you know, health insurance, you buy life insurance, car insurance. Why wouldn't you buy a portfolio insurance, okay, if you knew how to do it? I think that that's important for everybody to learn how to compound your portfolio. And again, you're going to say, well, my portfolio is too small. You know, portfolios don't start out big. They grow bigger. Okay, they grow bigger by movement, and they grow bigger by continued contributions. And we all need to have an IRA. And I think that it's important that you understand how the model works. I think it's important that you understand that there is no free lunch out there, that you have to learn how the market works. You have to learn what makes the market react. But more importantly, you have to look yourself in the mirror and make sure you know what makes you react. Because one of the biggest problems we have is human emotion. Okay, it's great to have emotion, but it's also one of the things that gets in your way of a lot of times of relationships, a lot of times of making money. Okay, we're easily sold on the miracles, and you know, miracles can happen, but they have to happen with good hard work and a good piece of understanding of where you're going and how you're going to get there, and knowing that nobody is giving you anything for free. Okay. And you know, we're getting into the football season, and anybody who's ever gambled on a football game, you will start getting the calls from every service in the world telling you they're hitting 80%, 90%, 80, 50, whatever, you know, some ridiculous number. And remember, all they're trying to do is separate you from your cash. And I think it's important for you to learn to defend your cash. I think it's important for you to learn to put it away a little bit. And again, I'm not telling you not to live and enjoy yourself. I'm all for it, okay? But I also want to make sure that you're prepared for the next step. Because, again, life is full of detours and bumpy roads, right? Okay? I mean, you know, and wealth is not built in a straight line. It's built in a squiggly line, okay? And the objective is to continue to grow your wealth and or your money while you are also handling the everyday needs. The heater broke, the water heater down, the air conditioning busted. You know, we always got emergency. You know, it's amazing. There's always an emergency, okay? But like anything else, you have to become disciplined enough to make sure that you take care of yourself first, okay? And that goes into building a good, solid business plan for your household, a good, solid budget, okay? And make sure that you understand, you know, where all your money is going, okay? And, you know, and it shouldn't only be because now we're in a tougher situation. It should be always. Because remember, life has ebbs and flows. We've got good times, we've got bad times, and, you know, some of us have been lucky enough never have bad times. I'm not one of those. I've gone through a lot of, you know, rough times over the years. And I get it, and that's why I try to teach it, because being prepared for it, it makes it a lot easier to swallow, and it also makes it better for you because it helps keep your emotion in check. And that was always one of the things that helped me out, is my emotions. I don't get too up or too down on anything because I get it. I get that there's things that can happen. There's some things beyond my control. And, you know, I always ask the question, have you ever said something to somebody out of the heat of battle and wish you could take it back, or wish you had never said it in the first place? And of course, the answer is uniformly yes, including me. But, you know, you have to learn that those emotions, you know, don't do you any good. And if you can learn to harness that power that you released, you will find yourself, you know, much better, okay? And you'll find yourself in a much better status going forward, okay? And that really is important to everything that we do, is to be prepared for what could be bad and to be ready for the good. Because if we're prepared for the bad is never as bad, which can make the good better. And that's why, you know, we always talk about, you know, little bits and pieces, you know, of what's going on. And, you know, as we look around, you know, right now we see a lot of people struggling. We see a lot of people working hard for a lot less money. But again, you have to adjust to what you have, and knowing that if you continue to put forth the effort, you'll have a chance to get out. There is no guarantees. Okay, that is one thing we can talk about. There is no guarantees in life. Okay, and if we're prepared for that, we can put ourselves in a better position going forward. And that is, again, is my hope for you, is that you put yourself in a higher probability chance to win, and don't sell out for something that is unrealistic. I'm not telling you not to investigate it, but before you commit the money for the miracle, do yourself a favor. Investigate it. Make sure that what you're hearing can help you. Make sure that it's actually factual. Make sure that, you know, it's not just another Bernie Madoff scam or anybody else, okay? Because they're out there every day. If you go, if you remember that the scammers are well ahead of everybody, okay? And if we understand that, we can be prepared for that. But, you know, make sure you check if you've got a money guy watching your money. Make sure you know what he's doing or she's doing. Okay, don't just take their word for it. Make sure you understand it. Okay, after all, it's your money. Remember, those people work for you. Okay, you don't work for them. Okay, you have to make sure that you get what you got coming. Okay, so don't, you know, let people push you around. You take the reins and learn what they're doing so that you can make the proper decision. If you're investing for yourself, learn to understand how the market functions. Learn how the phases of the market work. Learn where you can put yourself into that best position. But overall, okay, make sure you worry about what's going on with you and your family, and take care of business, and make sure you're prepared for what can happen, okay? And understand that it probably can. And if you do that, it'll make it a lot easier for you when it does happen, because you'll be somewhat kind of expecting it. So, and just little words of wisdom from old Bubba trying to, you know, teach the world. You know, that's why I do the high school thing. I mean, I really want to have much more literacy for everybody. I'm a big advocate of teaching and instructing. So I hope that, you know, I can always obviously help you out here on the show. I want everybody to have a terrific weekend. It's been a long, dry week with, you know, markets in a coma, but we'll see how it breaks out. It's going to be a short week again next week with the Labor Day holiday coming up, so the next 2 weeks are probably going to be pretty quiet as well. But in the meantime, when you miss an episode, libertytalk.fm gets you the show, as well as the Sporting Edge. That'll do it for today. Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you so much for being here. I love doing the show. I love being with you. We'll see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you so much. We'll see you later.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.